KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. And good afternoon. I am Trina, coming to you live from Studio A with a room full of Concert Club members. Clap so they know I'm not lying. I wouldn't lie about that. Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats with us this afternoon. Super excited to have you guys here. Thanks for coming by.
Excited to be here. Thanks for having us.
We love the album. We'll talk more about that and about the show tonight, but we want to hear some live music. We want to lift our spirits on this day. Can you help us out?
We will try our best.
All right. It's KUTX with Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats.
Baby, I'm coming on my knees, baby, please, yeah. Look out here, baby, I'm calling on right now, hear me, please, yeah.
From Studio 1A, KUTX 98.9. I want to give a quick thanks to Cliff Hargrove, our engineer. I know it's sounding great over the air. And Jake Perlman in the studio with the mix, making it sound awesome too. So thanks to those guys. And of course, the band. You didn't hurt either. That was great. There's a whole lot of you. Go ahead and introduce everybody. If we got about 10 minutes.
All right.
Okay.
Well, so. I have Luke Mossman on guitar to my left. And then Joseph Pope III on bass.
Hello.
Patrick Neese on the drums. The Wesley Watkins on trumpet. Andreas Wild on tenor sax and various other things. And Mark Schusterman on keys and vocals. Mm-hmm.
Great. So Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, your latest album, self-titled, it's not been out a year yet. It came out last summer, correct?
Close. August 21st will be our year anniversary, and we're playing a sold-out show at Red Rocks in Colorado.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, what a way to celebrate. That'd be great. Well, cool. Well, maybe you've read, maybe you've noticed, kind of a buzz band right now, if I may use that term, but it was the show at Stubbs. You know, when the show at Stubbs sold out like that, we kind of know, aha, yes, we're not the only one that likes this band that we've been playing. So
awesome.
We're super excited to hear that. One of our own, Israel Nash, will be opening up tonight.
Yes, so, of course, good guy.
Yeah, and you guys, where are you coming from tonight, today?
We were in Dallas last night. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds about right. A musician's life. Well, and how long have you been touring on this record? Probably for a while now, right?
Well, since June, I think.
Yeah.
Pretty much nonstop, 13 days is the longest time we've had at home since then.
Mm. And are you in Denver still?
Not anymore. No. We're living in cars, planes, buses, hotel lobbies.
But when you go home, where are you going?
We go back to Denver. We all live in Denver still, so.
Yeah. Cool. And I remember reading, I'm sorry, I feel like I did some research, but you're also such a new band that anything I ask you, it feels it's going to be great because I don't know that much about you, and there's not a whole lot of info on the internet. Tell me about your upbringing. You were missionary.
Not my favorite position. Been there a lot. I was, you know, like, my family traveled around and played music, and then when I first moved to Colorado, I joined this organization that was supposed to be non-denominational, but I don't know. The best way to say it is, one of my best friends went to the Navy to get out of Missouri, and I was like, so, you know, kind of a bummer you had to join the Navy to leave Missouri. He's like, bummer you had to join the occult to leave Missouri. So it didn't really work out for me, to say the least. And it wasn't the kind of cult, like, you know, there wasn't any drinking blood or sex parties. So I was like, I'm out.
Wrong cult for me, yeah. So interesting. Well, I'm sure it was character building. Maybe not. Well, what are you into now? Okay, that didn't work out. What's your philosophy now?
I'm into Bernie Sanders is what I'm into now.
All right.
And yeah, I don't know. I think I'm into change, and I'm into, you know, the human experience, and us all being able to share the same space together, and, you know, share lives together. So that's what I'm into.
That's beautiful. With that, how about a song?
All right.
Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats are live in Studio 1A. It is KUTX 98.9.
Hey, baby, I really wanna shake, baby. I feel it when you shake, baby. I'm wanting just shake, baby. Now I'm gonna stop feeling when it's hot and warm. Yeah.
Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, live in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. Owen's Shake. That's as sexy as a Prince song. Oh, ain't that a compliment?
Not nearly. What a shame to find that out this morning.
I know. We were so bummed, but I don't know about the audience, but this is really helping me, so thank you.
Our condolences to his friends and family, I'm sure. Yeah. Everybody gets to love an artist's music, but I don't think people misunderstand the way, or don't really think maybe about how it affects the family, So I'm sure it's a big loss for everybody surrounding him and the people that he worked with. So
absolutely, yeah. That's an excellent point. And how about you and your experience with Prince? Does that affect you, or are you a fan?
Wes answer that, I think.
Wes, what?
Well, yeah, I mean, I woke up to that.
Yeah.
Billion texts. And Prince is kind of the artist for me that fought for creative rights for an artist, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of people tell him, you're too weird, you dress weird, you know, like, what is your sexuality? All this stuff, you know, but Prince was always the guy who was like, well, I am what I am.
Yeah.
And people like it, you know? So, like, that for me is, like, Prince is the artist who fought for integrity in music. And his music shows that. His personality shows that. His representation through the other arts, you know, from dance to whatever it is, you know, like, he was the man, you know, so.
Truly.
Sad day.
Yeah, thanks, Wes. Well, I was thinking of that, saying that while I was listening to that song, and I was also thinking about being in the audience at one of your shows and how much grinding would be happening around me to that song. So I was like, oh.
I just see like heads. I can't, I was like, man, these people aren't even moving.
They're just floating heads. No, but yeah, have you ever been in a show and there's like people grinding next to you? They need to get a room. That
happens. Yeah, exactly.
That happens
yeah,
to me
come
sometimes.
Come on. Space and tension. Let it build, you know?
Yeah, I imagine when you're on stage, you really can't see much, can you? I mean, how do you, I mean, you hear, you know you're on stage, you know there's an audience. So what energy are you drawing from when you're up there? I mean, yeah, you can catch a glimpse of the first rows maybe, but.
Yeah, they're usually on their phones.
Yeah. dang it.
I think every night, you know, it's easy to walk out on the stage and, you know, when there's a big crowd and people are excited to see you and hear you play. But, you know, I think a lot of times for us, it's playing to each other.
Yeah.
And I draw my energy from looking over at Luke and yelling at him.
Yeah.
Not yelling at him, but just being like, whoa.
Here we are. We're playing on a stage.
And, you know, just like the energy I think we try to have as a group on stage is between all of us. And hopefully that comes across to the audience. You know, I definitely, there's an element of performing because we're performers. But I don't want to, you know, I don't want to do something that, I feel like isn't honest and, you know, I don't want to pretend to be there. So.
Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats are live in Studio 1A. The show's tonight at Stubbs, long sold out. It's outdoors. I always tell people do what I did when I was growing up here. Just stand outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've done that. And you can make out against the fence instead of like in the audience. You could, you know. Keep it to the side there.
You can break into our bus and wait for us to get in there later this evening.
Uh-oh, not an invitation. Just a joke. People are so serious.
Well, there's a creek people can skinny dip in. I mean, I wouldn't get in there, but...
No, not that creek. No, not
others, yet. Yeah, other part of town I would swim in, but... Yeah.
So, speaking of, it sounds like you've been here before and you've
yeah,
been
I know
through
some
Austin.
Swimming holes,
yeah.
So... Yeah.
It's going to get warm. Well, I was checking the weather feverishly this morning thinking, oh, no, the show tonight. But it's going to be clear. It's going to be great.
Well, yeah, when
no
we
rain.
Woke up, I was like, oh, this is going to be interesting. Rainy on an outdoor venue. This is going to be a blast.
I have a feeling.
I've heard people still come.
Yeah,
they're,
I have a
feeling. They're more motivated than I am.
They would. Well, we've been waiting a long time to talk to you and hear some live music. So thanks again for coming to Studio 1A, and
well, thank you. So, I mean, it's really you guys playing our stuff that, you know, makes it all possible for us to be out there. So we really appreciate it. Thank
oh
you.
Yeah, we love it. We're loving the album. You guys love the album? Yes. Okay. And by the way, I mean, how many people do you think are in here? Like at least 75.
At least 1,500.
Yeah. We're in Studio 1A. It's kind of small. So the max is 75. But we found out that there's not one musician in this room except for the band today, which is incredible because we're in Austin and you'd think, okay, does anyone at least play an instrument? Maybe you're not. Okay, I got one, two, a couple
go.
Hands. All right. We all need to work on ourselves, okay, if we want to call ourselves Austinites. See, I play the triangle, the cymbals, and the kazoo. And there's one more. That was really...
Yeah, tambourine counts.
I don't know if I could keep up on a tambourine, but if you could, that is an instrument. Enough about the audience. Let's focus on the band. Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats. We got one more from them live from Studio 1A on KUTX.
while I try my best, yeah, to cover our eyes. It's a common way to blame and hide the truth. I know that some will say it matters a little bit. Well, come on and mean it to me. I need it so bad. I need it to cry. Never get old. All just standing in the rain. I mean what you said. Oh, and mean it to me. All in these lines. Oh, and never again. I'll come on and say, and now say it again. I know that some will say, well, it matters a little bit. Well, come on and mean it to me. I need it so bad. Oh, mean it to me. I need it so bad.
On KUTX 98.9, live from Studio 1A. Thanks for coming. Come see us again next time.
We would love to. Thanks so much for, like I said, for you guys for listening to the record and buying a record, and for you guys playing it. Yeah. It's a pleasure, really.
Have fun tonight at Stubbs, and I'll be outside making out.
All right.
It's KUTX 98.9.